Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to JBM's podcast, Just the Bros with
Michaela.
And then special guest star, Jake.
Hello there.
Welcome back.
He's back.
He had so much fun the first time.
Yeah, this time I actually shaved because this time I knew I was going to show my face.
Were you not shaved last time?
No, I was not.
Oh,
God. Well, he wasn't expecting to actually show his face.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This guy wanted to wear a whole plague costume.
Plague doctor.
Plague doctor, but it just wouldn't work. I mean, you would be so far from the mic.
I could have done it.
He would have been fine.
It would have been weird.
I could have had like the mic to the side.
None of the rest of us were dressed up.
That. Yeah, it was just... Yeah. I mean, next time, call him the doctor of love, I guess.
That's what I was hoping for.
Oh, that's what you're aiming for?
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, to be fair, I only found out when I got on set that I was going to be on the Valentine's show.
Oops.
We didn't really tell him.
No.
You know what, next time, Jake, was a surprise. Halloween next time, we'll be ready.
Yeah,
I'll dress up.
For sure.
I'll have masks.
But guys, I want to start this off. The anime awards were on March 2nd.
Woo-woo.
So, of course, no big surprise, but JJK Season 2 won Anime of the Year.
It was a pretty good season.
Snaps. It was pretty good.
Snaps.
Find the clap button.
Yeah. Which one is? I think.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You gotta get like a snap button.
Snaps.
We probably. Yeah, so just...
No, we don't have one. I don't think we do. I'm not gonna try to test it out now.
We can make one.
But yep. Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece won Best Main Character.
Nice.
They also won Best Continuing Series.
Obviously.
The man's had the most character development over everybody.
Oh yeah. It's
has he aged yet or no?
Yeah, no,
not really. 2 years.
He did age.
2 years.
I think like overall it's 3-4 years, something like that for the story.
Actually, no, I think only not that much time has passed. No, literally,
actually, no.
Staying out of
like,
this.
Like people like did the math. He spent more time with Rayleigh than he did with his whole crew.
Yeah, but still, crazy. Like they have been. I don't months know any of these that they've been
are.
On the sea.
It's like 1,000 episodes, and he only aged like and 2 years. Then, like,
I'm going to say like it was like 3, maybe 4 years that the show this spans.
We just opened a whole new debate here, dude. I want to
I could
this.
Be wrong.
I want to.
Okay,
I wanna
we
do
don't
my
have
research.
Time for that.
We do have time.
We have Bro,
we go
all
off
the
your
time.
Rant. I am Googling. All right,
thank you for the transition, Junior.
Thank you. Oh, actually, sorry.
No, Brogan, fuck you.
I am so sorry. If you guys want to know more about like who won and all that stuff, check out Crunchyroll, the awards for 2024.
I have something I want to talk about. You guys figure it out. Brogan, you go.
Yeah,
I am sorry.
Hey, Brogan, don't you have a topic?
Let them know about that.
Yeah, all so right. Junior, shut up.
Okay.
it's my time now. No. Topic. Discussion. Avatar The Last Airbender. The cartoon.
Yay.
And the live-action series. Okay. So who
what
here...
What about the live-action movie?
No.
We're not going to talk about that.
I actually forgot about that, and I was like, they made a movie? I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I was really confused.
I was like, wait a minute, what? Totally forgot. I erased that from my brain. So who has seen the live-action series?
Me.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So did I. I liked it. I'm assuming you guys didn't.
No.
I didn't watch
the live-action. Okay. I just didn't have time.
You guys have seen the cartoon, right?
Well, oh, yeah, that's a fantastic cartoon.
Okay, good,
childhood.
Good. Okay.
All right. So it's way better than the movie, which is, not
To
not
be fair,
hard.
The movie was like the lowest bar.
I know. It is way, way better. It's not like, it's a little bit better. No, it's way better.
Okay.
So the movie was only I'm trying to remember, an hour and a half or something like that. This is I think a total of 7 or 8 hours. There's more stuff that they kind of
more
dive into and everything. They change a lot of it, but I'm also okay with it because from live action to or animation to live action is kind of hard to go off of because the whole reason of why people love it is there's a lot of slapstick. There's a lot of anime faces and everything that they do. You can't really do that in live action.
Yeah, and also they have fantastic character development.
Yes. You can't do that as much in live action, especially with the dumb stuff that they do in the cartoon, you can't do in live action because it's gonna look really fucking dumb.
Yeah.
So they kind of were
which is sad.
Let's kind of make it a little more serious. It's cool. I still like how the animals are still crosses and hybrids and stuff. They don't focus as much on that as they did in the cartoon, where I think it's platypus bears and stuff like that. This, I think, in the first episode, it's set at night, and there's ducks and they're turtle ducks and you see it for like a half a second, and like if I didn't know I was in Avatar, I'd be like, what the fuck is that thing? But
which is kind of good. They probably don't focus on it because you might like the more you focus on it, you're gonna be like nitpicky about it. You're like,
yeah,
oh,
the more mistakes are. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. I know, like they have Momo, and I, like first time Momo was on screen, I was like, yes, Momo, love Momo. And then like I heard a lot of people complaining. They're like, oh, it's CGI, and I was like, yeah. I mean,
what?
Well, to be fair, there's not
do?
Too many flying lemurs in the world.
Yeah, yeah, but like you could do like puppets or stuff like that. Some puppets are like look pretty good.
Like Star Wars, they did practical effects for like most of their stuff, and
yeah,
like, a lot of it looks
good.
That's
what they're talking about. Like even the new like how to like live action How to Train Your Dragon. Those dragons look amazing.
I am so excited for that.
Which is what
I haven't
people
seen
thought.
Any of like the set photos is good.
If you look at the there's no like there's behind the scenes, so yeah. It's all like in like development, like they're painting them and everything. Dude, it's crazy good.
Ooh, I'm excited.
But that's what people thought they would do with all this stuff. Like the sets and everything that they did in the show are pretty good. There are some moments where, like you're sitting there and you're like, that's clearly a blue screen or a green screen or something like that. But everything else is like the fighting is really good. The acting is a lot better than the movie. They got actors. They changed some things.
Yeah, they changed some things. And it kind of made me go like, what? Like that character is in this episode right now in season one? Like I'm really confused.
Yeah, there's two of those, and then there's one thing that I have. The show's been over for like a week. It's not like a crazy big spoiler, but it is something. Aang doesn't waterbend
at all.
The entire
show. Oh,
yeah,
I did hear that.
Until the very end.
And like not really. Like he like
you know when he goes like full kaiju at the end of season one?
Yeah. Yeah.
He does that again, but he doesn't waterbend
at all.
So Katara learns how to waterbend and she becomes proficient
a master.
By herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they said 3 weeks. She doesn't learn from Master Paku. She still fights Master Paku. Master Paku still kicks her ass. But she's like, he goes, no, you don't need me to train you because you're already a master.
Like,
what?
That's just dumb.
Because then, like, they get
that's just
like
dumb.
Right before the final fight, Master Paku goes, hey, Aang, like, we need your help to defeat the like the Fire Nation. Like, you got this. And he's like, I don't know any waterbending. And he goes, what do you mean you don't know any waterbending? And he's like, I don't know any waterbending. But
I just find it really weird because, like, it was such, like, a vital, like, especially character growth between
Katara
and
like, it helped them grow closer.
Closer. Yes.
It was,
like,
a huge thing throughout the series.
And they
kind
of do that because in the show he goes, she can't get it. Like, she can barely pick up, like, a ball of water. And Aang's like, oh, here's what the monks taught me. Fucking master right then and there. And he's like, see, all you need is like a good teacher. He's like, well, I have a good teacher. And Aang's just like, she's like, oh, do you want to try? He's like, I gotta go fuck off and do my own thing. And then I'm like, really? And then like they got the green light for seasons 2 and 3. Just start smacking the mic. But
you should do that to read someone and get a notification to stop and just like
no.
Good.
That'd be good.
Shame.
But no, the season 2 and 3 got greenlit because they just announced it, like, I think a day or two ago. And they had, like, a whole, like, behind-the-scenes thing where they the guy who plays the Fire Lord was, like, making it sound like they got canceled. And he's like, no, they're not giving us the green light on season 2 because we got greenlit for seasons 2 and 3. And, like, so,
let's go.
But, yeah, no, they're going. I just want to see what they do with, like, Toph and all,
yeah.
And all the other characters.
Yeah, same.
I'm excited. If you're a fan of the cartoon and you're an adult now, you probably will like the show. It's not as good as the show. Nothing's ever going to beat that show.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just because it just...
It's not animated.
No, and that's
and also the nostalgia.
Yeah.
You can't beat
also,
nostalgia.
Also, like, I don't know. I feel like there's a couple of people on TikTok that were kind of upset that it was Katara and Sokka in the Tunnel of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just sibling love.
Exactly. But it's just like in the cartoon, it was Katara and Aang, you know, and it kind of developed their relationship a bit more.
They planted the seeds of their relationship.
Exactly. Like early. And there's like, there's nothing in season one in the live action, like barely anything.
Yeah. People were shitting on Sokka. They're like, he's not funny enough. I thought he actually was really fucking good.
I think he's hilarious. I thought he's a perfect
I heard that
Sokka.
They took out his sexism.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. How dare they?
I kind of wish they kept it.
How can I relate?
How? How can I relate to
maybe
this
you can learn
now?
A thing or two, Jake.
You gotta watch four older sisters, Michaela.
That's why he learned in Avatar, the animated.
I have more experience with women than you.
I have more experience with women than
you. You have like three sisters, right? Three?
Four.
Four
older.
There you go.
Yeah, he was a wee little boy.
More.
But
that's crazy. Yeah, no, they don't have a sexism.
You know, I do have two sisters, right?
Cool. I have more.
And my mom.
Forgot she had two sisters.
You have two?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the thing is, I've known my sisters my whole life.
We don't talk about
you. You didn't
know
your sisters your whole life.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to cut that out.
That's crazy. But yeah, I kind of hate when people like compare the live action to the animated. That was like with One Piece when it came out with the live action. And they're like, why is the story like this? I'm like, well, the story can't be the same as the animated. It's just doesn't work that way. And a lot of people do actually like how they're progressing the story in the live action. Even though it's different, they're still reigning true to the story to a certain degree, still following it. And it was still under Oda. He still like looked over, the author of One Piece looked over the show and, you know, deemed what was okay, what was not. And I think it's kind of interesting to show like a twist on the story. Like what you know and love, but in live action twists. Like it's different, yeah. But it's still in a way the same story you knew and loved.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think people are hating on it too much and just not giving it a chance. Obviously it's gonna be different from the animated series. Like
it's what? Called budget.
Yeah.
Hey man, Netflix got that infinite money.
That
infinite
yeah,
money.
I think,
but like,
wasn't it
their
like
shows like
190 million budget?
For Avatar?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was around that.
Come on, budget guy, you should know this.
Their budget is pretty much like what Disney does with like Star Wars. I think it's like $15 million an episode.
Jesus.
Or something like that.
That's a fair bit.
Which I mean, like, it's enough, but then like I thought about it and like even I think I forget who it was, someone who was making the show went, yeah, we did the best with what we could with the time frame we did. I guess it took them 7 months to film the whole show.
Oh,
there's seven episodes, which I was like, or seven or eight episodes, however many. And I'm like, 7 months, that's not a lot of time.
No, that's not.
And then I was like,
that's impressive.
I'm like, awesome, yeah. I'm surprised it looks as good as it does in 7 months, which is why other people were bitching like, you could have taken slightly more time and like made that blue screen look a little bit better or made certain things.
Well,
look
if they
a
were like
better.
Put on like a timeline, it was really out of their hands.
And
then.
That's the problem. Everything's on a timeline now.
You know, totally. You know what I don't like?
What?
Okay, so back in the day when a TV show was made.
How far back?
How far back?
How far back is in back in the day?
Last week.
We're 24.
How we're 24.
No, like when we were in before streaming. Okay.
Whoa.
So like before Netflix became a thing?
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I'm going to learn you something today, kids.
Before Netflix.
Yeah. And chill.
TV shows used to be greenlit for at least 2 seasons. And so they would record both seasons. And if it bombed the first season, then whatever, they'll cut their losses for the second season, whatever.
Yep.
Now, we only get 1 season. It takes 1 to 2 years after that first season is out. And usually back in the day, a season would come out, they would do all their promo, it would be like only like 6 to 8 months before the second season came out, which is like a relatively like a decent amount of time. Now, like Stranger Things, the live action, you know, all this TV shows that people love, it's taking forever to get out because they're not like, I don't know, I just feel like they're not budgeting their time right, and
it's also
I just don't like it.
Special effects heavy stuff now.
Yeah,
it's not like if you look at like certain shows and like sitcoms, I guess, like, cool, like you're right, they got greenlit for whatever, because most TV shows like back in the day, and I think this rule might apply the past couple of years, but I don't think it's a thing now, where if a show was created, the rule was if you created a show, you had to have at least 5 seasons worth of shit to like go through. The goal for most like people, producers, anybody who'd throw money at this thing or anything, was you have to get 5 seasons, because 5 seasons, 5 years is like enough to like make a profit or whatever. And now, well, I think we talked about this before in like another podcast, where like once you pass the fifth season, if the show is still like receiving or like even like okay reviews, We're gonna ride that motherfucker in the ground.
Looking at you, Supernatural.
Looking at you.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Thinking about Supernatural, The Walking Dead. Like, how they were just able to pump out these seasons relatively quickly.
Their budgets are nothing like it, though. The CW had a budget for most of their shows was $2 million. And that was to pay for everything, the cast, the actors, everything. And it's like, cool, what's the set? I don't know. We picked some abandoned building in Vancouver. We're going to film there for 6 weeks for like $100. All right, cool. What are they going to wear? T-shirt and jeans. All right, what's the special effects? I can
makeup.
I can do whatever on my phone. Okay.
I could do whatever on my phone.
It's cheap versus like if you like Avatar and Stranger Things. No, you can't do that. All right, what's the set? Oh, we're going to do a mall. What's going to happen in this mall? Everything's going to break. And you just see Netflix going like, I got to bust out my checkbook. Like, you know,
no, but my complaint is they knew that this was going to do well. They knew that Avatar The Last Airbender knew, was going to do well.
A lot of other live action animes did not do
that. The Profit was going to be there.
She's not talking about
live action
animes. She's just talking about like in
the
general,
Profit was going to be there. They knew it.
Yeah, people
they
were
knew
super
that people
hyped,
were excited
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Why didn't they green light the second season sooner? Like why didn't they greenlight season one and season two right off the bat? Like
because
I just don't
they
get it.
Needed because to make sure because of what happened the last time they tried doing a live action Avatar. They threw I think that had like a budget of $200 million.
And that sucked ass.
Well, either way, you're kinda like straying off. She means in general, not even precisely like Avatar, but that's
just
it's
like
also
TV shows in general. Like I feel like every single show that I like, it takes like a million years to get
because
the next season.
So it has to do with, like you said, budgeting and like time. Look at
only that. I think it has to just do with just Netflix in general. Because honestly, I think
it's always Netflix.
No, but it's not just Netflix. Look at Invincible. Invincible's still on a pause right now.
Oh yeah.
In the middle of season two, it's still on a pause. It comes out, I think March 8th. The last four episodes,
which is bizarre. I hate that they're doing that.
I don't understand why the creator of the show is like, I know it's a pain, but once we get through these four episodes, season three is not going to take over a year to make. I promise. I don't know what the fuck is going on with the show. He hasn't said anything. All he said is he's like, I know, I understand people are upset. Season three will be faster and will come out faster and you won't have to wait as long. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with them, but it's not just Netflix. It's a lot of these shows.
It's streaming giants, man.
Now, yeah, I feel like the more and more we get into streaming, the more and more, like, it becomes just cable TV again.
Oh, we're already there, dude.
Yeah, we're already there.
It was
like, Disney started, like, by, like,
everything.
Mandalorian. Like, they did that, like, one episode at a time instead of, like, everything all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, like, it is better for their platform, but
fuck you, I want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me binge my shows.
But the other thing is, like,
my shows,
I remember,
just watch other shows.
Like, when Netflix first came out, I was like, oh, cool, everything was on Netflix. Everything was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck yeah. One streaming service had everything. I have five different streaming services now, and I still can't watch everything.
Because what, there's Disney Plus, Netflix, Paramount Plus,
Hulu,
Peacock, Max. There's so many.
Amazon Prime Video.
Amazon Prime Video. All that stuff.
Apple TV.
Apple TV.
There's eight.
All these streaming services. And someone did the math. Many. If you got rid of like all of them and you went back to like the old days with Netflix, that's why everybody had Netflix. Because everybody gave everything to Netflix because everybody was like, we can't do a streaming service platform. And then 4 years later, like one or two came out. Like HBO Max was a thing. Netflix was a thing. Amazon. And then NBC was like, we're going to do Peacock. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. I was like, oh, fuck. And then, like, I have five streaming services now. And then I'm like, I'm not paying for all of them. Thank you, everybody. But,
Moocher.
It's only on, like, one.
I mooch off many of them.
I mooch off of Brogan.
I mooch off of Michaela.
You do? For what?
I don't want to say.
Oh, what?
Which one?
Yeah, which one? Why are you gonna make it so conspicuous, dog?
Because Jen's paying for it, and I don't want.
Because Jen's paying.
Yeah.
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 I got.
It's okay. Brogan pays for my Disney Plus.
I got. Yeah, you're right. I got rid of Peacock because I was like, I don't watch anything on it, and then I told her about it. I was like, hey, I'm gonna get rid of it, and then she's like, I'm still able to watch stuff. So I logged into my account, and I was like, wait, why am I able to log in? So I checked it, And it was like, oh, you're being billed through Xfinity now. And I go, I don't have Xfinity. So I called her. I was like, who the fuck has Xfinity? She goes, we do. And I was like, well, you're paying for Peacock now, so thank you.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Well, that's also kind of nice when you get like, I mean, I feel like that's also pretty nice when you get how some, like Xfinity is the main one. I know for a fact, I don't know if other TV providers do this or internet providers, but if you go with them, like, I know if with Xfinity, if you get like HBO with them, they'll give you Max for free with it.
Certain ones do that, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. I guess in a way that takes, I guess technically the, I mean, it probably is still the same amount you'll probably pay regardless, but
nice. Yeah. I mean, the biggest reason that Netflix got big was it was convenient.
I thought it was like a sneeze.
It was more convenient than pirating other stuff. But now since you have to pay for every other show. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
But now you have to pay for so many different like streaming services. Pirating's going to get more convenient.
Oh, dude, it's easy as fuck.
It's so easy nowadays.
So easy. Netflix can try all they want to, you know, don't share passwords or whatever. Fuck
VPN.
That.
Oh, whoa.
Calm down, Michaela. Calm down.
I'm angry.
Netflix!
Can't
make season 5 of Stranger Things! Douche!
Oh, well, sorry speaking about that.
They're going to be like 30 years old by the next, yeah. next season comes out.
Is that coming out?
I
don't know!
I'm only asking because I haven't finished season 4 yet.
Oh, so good.
And then I was like, oh, when's it coming out? And Michaela was like, I don't know, it's in production. And I see Finn Wolfhard doing all these other movies and I'm like, okay, did it wrap up?
No.
Are they still filming and this motherfucker's just in Ghostbusters and all these other fucking movies?
They're still filming, yeah.
And I'm just like, interesting.
I mean, that might be also why streaming is taking so long is because all these people are like trying to bust out as much as they can.
Well, look at Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, and they also have like contracts. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's her name? Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes.
She has a contract with Netflix, and that's the whole entire reason why she did like Enola Holmes. Like, she's doing this other movie called Damsel. Like, she cannot get Netflix off her back.
No.
That's why she hates Stranger Things. And she's a good actor. And I feel like she could be doing like such better things.
Wasn't that like fucking Pedro Pascal? He's still doing The Mandalorian. He's now Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
For the MCU.
I'm excited to see that.
But he also said that he could only take the role for Reed Richards if HBO could work around the schedule because he's doing The Last of Us season 2.
Oh,
so this motherfucker is in Mandalorian, which is a great show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Last of Us, which is also a great show, and now he's going to be the leader of the Fantastic Four.
Dude,
I love him.
That's fucking incredible.
And I honestly cannot wait. Like, I'm very surprised they, like, have him as Reed Richards. But I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm quite interested in seeing
And I don't care that Reed Richards isn't white anymore, because that was, like, a huge thing that, like, everybody...
Really?
Dude, people were fucking furious that he's... I mean, God, this is making me sound like a dick. No offense to Pedro Pascal. Reed Richards is not supposed to be young.
No.
I'm not trying to shit
on like
him.
He's like 40s, I think.
Yeah, because he's got the salt and pepper, which Pedro does 40s have.
40s to 50s, yeah. Because
Pedro is older, I think. God, I'm going to sound like
Still
such
hot.
A dick if he's not. That's your opinion.
I mean, we can
check how old he is right now.
Don't look at me.
I think he's in his late 30s.
I know he's
early
40s. old, but I know he's not like...
So wait, are you complaining that he's not old?
No. I know. He's right. He's perfect, because Reed Richards is supposed to be like...
He is 48.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. So I say he's like good online for Reed Richards.
Yeah, I think
you should see the edits.
He's older than I thought he was.
You should see the edits.
You're the Pedro Pascal fan account that he always is.
No, I had the time to make edits because I so would if I knew how.
He is one of my favorite actors just because he is very aware of his fan base, because he's one of the celebrities that listens to his fans,
mm-hmm.
which like some of them do. But Pedro's like the one, like I think he did the lie detector one where he's like, what do you do when you're upset? And he's like, I go on my fan accounts and they make me feel better. And then it doesn't ding. And he just goes, telling the truth, and the guy who's doing the lie detector test looks at him and he goes, are you telling the truth? He goes,
it's great. I honestly would have done the same.
And then I think he just won an award for something and he didn't think he was gonna win, so he got fucking plastered. And they go, speech, and he's like, I'm a little drunk. I don't know what to say. Thank you, HBO. And they were like, we love your speech. She goes, I'm glad you did. I don't remember it.
I'm glad you did.
And I'm like,
oh, I love Pedro.
I think that's fucking incredible. And then, like, I heard people were bitching, like, how dare he? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You don't like him, don't watch it.
Yeah, right?
Well, I mean, to me, it's like he seems more, I guess, like...
Normal?
So yeah. Chill.
Yeah, more normal.
Very
more,
humble.
Very humble. He's aware that, yeah, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a celebrity, but if I don't please my fans, guess what? Not gonna be a fucking celebrity anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So
here I am.
Well, there's a lot of celebrities that are like very polarized and they're still pretty well off.
Jake, don't say that. Don't.
What are you saying? I hate those mean people, Jake. Things, Jake.
I'm not saying mean things. They're saying mean things.
They're saying mean things.
Some of them do bad things.
A lot of bad things. Right.
That's popularity.
Pan to you. Transition.
Is it my turn?
Things that upset me. What upset you,
Lots
Kayla?
Of things. Wait, except
wasn't her thing like the whole thing about like what we just did about the streaming services?
Huh?
No. That huh means no.
No.
Or that's just Michaela.
She does
that
huh all the time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Michaela.
That means nothing to me.
Michaela's two favorite words.
Huh?
Huh? What?
What? Paul?
That was three words.
Yeah, that was three words.
That was three words.
Come on, Brogan. Do better.
I failed math. We all know this.
I failed math. He added the last. Well, he did? Oh, that's so sad.
You knew this. Don't pretend that you didn't know this.
I probably did. It's just. I don't keep it in the back of my head like, damn, Brogan failed math. Like,
what a fucking loser.
Like, I'm not driving, and I'm just like, oh, I'm not driving like,
at a red light. Oh, Brogan failed math.
Yeah, like,
math. Oh, my God.
Why, God? Why?
It's okay. Right, he can't yours. Count.
I can't count. Sorry. Right.
That's all so right. sad.
All right, what with Grand Gears? I got a rant about boys.
What do you do, Paul?
Well, we're not boys, men.
Well, then, I got a problem with men, then.
Oh, whoa. Like,
oh, my God, I have a problem with women.
Jake, we already know this.
Okay, but I got a question for you guys.
No.
Let me say this. Okay. Why do guys catcall girls? Go.
Okay. I don't know.
Like, why? Like, okay, please explain to me the thought process. Even if you haven't done it before, but you know, like, guys who have, like, what are they expecting? Like,
well, why?
Promiscuous woman.
You go first.
I go first?
And then I'm going to say my piece. Okay. I'm gonna speak my piece.
I do not know. Oh, okay. I am a pussy. I do not try to talk to... catcall women. I try to just, you know, wait and just sit in a corner and be like, hey.
Bro, Junior's the guy who, like, looks at you and is, like, flirting.
Looks
at that's all
in
he
my
does.
Head. In my head, I'm flirting. I will never do it out loud.
Holy fuck. Yeah, no.
I don't really catcall because that's just that.
I am so glad.
Say right.
I mean,
first
yeah,
I see is that
to me, I don't damn. Know. I can't answer that because, yeah, I agree with you. To me, I don't see the point of
like,
catcalling.
I really just don't understand
so,
it.
I'm in the same boat. But the thing is...
Oh, he understands, though.
From the...
He's done
from,
it.
He's done
no,
it.
No, I have not done it.
He was intoxicated. He doesn't remember.
No.
It was a car, though.
No.
It was at New Year's Eve.
But no.
No. All right.
But but like, I know guys who fucking catcall girls. Want to know why they do it? Because...
You got tiny wieners.
At least the fucking guys that like... I've been with to do it. It fucking works.
She is speechless.
Like it depends on the situation.
She is ashamed of the woman that
it
works on.
I'm not saying it works like 100% of the time, because if it fucking did, everybody be fucking doing it.
Right.
But like, it works sometimes, not all the time, but like there are dudes that like can read people pretty fucking well and be like, oh dude, fucking, I got this. And fucking just fucking, and guess what? Me? Aw. And I'm just like, how, you ugly motherfucker? How did you just do that? And it just.
They got the Riz.
And it,
as
no,
the
young
kids say.
It's not Riz. It's just, you're picking. No, because I'm going to make fun of the women that fucking, I'm not going to do that. So we're just going to be. It works sometimes. I don't know.
I think it has to do with the like, whole idea of being an alpha. Like the toxic, like being masculine, being alpha. Like
dude,
I could easily catcall this woman and
okay,
get
Jake,
her to come over.
What
here.
Do you think the thought process is?
Yeah. Oh, I have no idea. I think it's stupid.
Okay.
I think it's degrading to women.
Okay. So I gotta tell you.
You got catcalled.
I get catcalled.
Did you catcall someone?
Almost. every single time I work at But seriously, every single time that I work.
I hope that we just cut in the middle of like him just laughing out of nowhere.
Every single time that I have a shift, I get hit on, I get asked for my number. But there was this one time and I was having like a really kind of like a bad day, and I just wanted to go out to my car and sit in my feelings and try not to cry and just like eat my little chips that I got and just not think. And I walk out to my car, and there's these two cars out in the parking lot, and it's like these groups of guys, and I didn't even like really notice them. And I walk, as I'm walking to my car, a guy honks his horn and he says, "Hey, shorty." And
shorty.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Basically, he's like, "You looking good." And I just like keep on walking to my car. And the thing is that my car is a goldfish tank. Like you can see everything.
Fishbowl.
There's
no tank. Fishbowl.
Yeah. Fishbowl.
She goes goldfish tank.
I was like, I can't remember.
I knew what you meant.
But yeah.
And of course their two fucking cars are right next to mine. And they're like staring at me, like, and I could feel it, and I just felt so uncomfortable, and I was just like, oh my god, like I like can't even look up from my phone because like I know that they're like looking at me, and I just like I don't want to be dealing with this right now. And then they finally leave, they honk their horn again, and then they like drive off like really quickly. And it was just like the weirdest thing that like has happened to me in a while. And even today, like while I was at work, there was this guy and he was like, "Oh, you know, like what's your name? Like you're looking so fine." Like
at least he asked for your name. Most men that cat called,
I mean,
like,
to be fair, asking for a name is pointless because at the place that she works,
my name is on my tag.
Yeah.
She has a name tag.
And he was also
like, "Oh, so the guy's
like,
illiterate. That's a bad sign."
Was also like, "Oh, can I have your number?" And I just go like, "Haha, like, here's your change. Like, bye." Like, I don't even know what to say anymore because, like,
I have a boyfriend.
Because that does not deter guys. They do not care. So it's just like, even if I do say that, it's just like, "Oh, I have a boyfriend." Like,
you know, thank you. And
no,
if they don't
you.
Like take it as no, just, you know, do what you did. Like, you know, their change or whatever you're doing, or just ignore them.
Do the ignore tactic. But yeah, it's just like, I just don't know what's going through their head. You know? I don't know.
The thing with the dick.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just throw it out.
Yeah. Just
throw it out. Sometimes just fucking.
And especially if, like, I'm at work, too. And it's just, like, so weird.
I know. At work, and you're just, it's out.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? I can't read.
Hey, shorty. What's your name?
I don't know. I don't understand catcalling either. And it kind of sucks because then women, like, how you are put in that situation, you just don't know what to do. And I was literally going to just say, just ignore it. And I'm like, that's such a man response, though, to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
yeah.
I bet it's, like, hard to, like.
It's just, like, how do you ignore that? And it's just, like. And especially because, like, I'm a nice person and it's really, like, hard for me to, like, you know, to give, like,
Give the tiny birds fuck off.
Yeah. Like, especially because, like.
The tiny
birds. Like,
fucks.
What are they going to do if I flat out tell them no and be like, no? Or have, like, a little bit of an attitude about, like, behind it.
Carry
you know?
Pepper spray.
And, like, because, like, these guys, like, they now know where I work. They, like, know my name. Like, they could just be waiting outside for me if they really wanted to. And it's just, like, I just, like, hate feeling unsafe
all the
time.
We had shit like that where I used to work. And I know people who, like, work in, like, restaurant, like, the industry and everything like that. It's a day-to-day thing.
Truly.
And I remember.
Oh, I got to give fucking women props that work at freaking Hooters, Tilt and Kill, and like Twin Peaks. Like those where it's actually like the main purpose is sexualizing women. So guys will buy beer or girls, you know, if you speak that way, to buy beers and fucking eat and fucking ogle. I mean, kudos to the girls. I mean, they probably get massive tips for.
That's why they
do it. That's the whole reason why they do it.
I know girls who worked at Hooters, and I know girls like who still work in like
those like type surf, of industries,
surf, like serve tables and everything. Oh, it's okay. It's ridiculous. I remember when I was a busboy, I used to see shit all the time. I never saw anybody get catcalled, but I remember seeing this stuff. I was like, damn, this is, and it was all, it's always like the older dudes. And like, I did see some like women who also like did some stuff like that. And I'm just sitting there like, all right, this is different, but it's just, it's very weird.
Yeah.
It is very weird. And I was also like 17 when like I saw that, and I was like,
I just find it really weird because I used to be a waitress, right?
Yeah.
And I did not get as much, like talking up to or like catcalling like when I was a waitress compared to where I work now, which is just like so odd to me. I don't know.
It's not odd. It's demographic. It's the area of work.
I was gonna say it depends where you're working.
Yeah.
Or like the area, or just what
I mean,
you do.
I know the area you work at, and I can honestly say there's a lot more higher freaking testosterone people there that will freaking do dumb stuff. I mean, those groups were probably teenagers, or
yeah,
I mean,
there's a lot of teenagers. Like, there's a college right there.
Amen.
Yeah.
But,
you're fucked.
Yeah, and it's just like, I was telling my mom about it, and
how many teens have you seen that bought, you know what, at this store? Protection.
Oh,
all the time. I get grown ass men getting like condoms.
The rubbers?
Yeah.
At least they're being safe.
Hey, practice safe sex, everyone.
Yeah, yes. I mean, like, good for them. There's this one dude that comes in from time to time, and he always gets like a
Magnums.
Like five packs of condoms right and like a whole thing of lube. Like, and he comes in like every couple of weeks.
Jeez. He is busy.
Like, he is very busy, and he's like,
dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what he's using with that lube, but he ain't using it right.
Yeah.
The whole tub.
The whole fucking, hey, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like,
A little bit.
And of course, it's like the only thing he's getting. Ooh. Like, it's just like, I can't
what
like
are you
even
trying to prove?
Focus on like a drink or something. Well, it's just that's like.
that's something I would have
done. He
drinks
the lube.
Maybe that's.
It's one of those
flavored ones.
Strawberry.
Fuck. This guy's chugging lube.
I mean, have you tried of those those flavor ones before?
No.
I haven't tried flavor ones. I have tried like this water-based one, not on purpose.
Water.
Yeah, it's like just a classic water, or not water-based lube.
I know.
Well, I mean, there's some water.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The edible condoms.
I thought you meant like a water-based condom.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was like really confused because I was like, doesn't that like defeat the purpose?
You just put your dick in water. That's all you need to do. Kills the sperms. A lot of people don't know that.
I have not.
A lot of people.
This is fake. Don't listen to that.
For sex, I've never bought anything that can be eaten because I don't want to eat any of that shit.
I did sex ed.
None of the fucking condoms
I know
I've
what
ever
it is.
Used or relatively fucking lube, none of that needs to be ingested. It's just, all right, cool. I'm going to do my own thing, and then I don't want that in my mouth. I'm all right.
I don't want that in my mouth.
That's crazy. Right. I'm okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my rant. Seriously, it's like an everyday sort of thing. And it's like, it's kind of taking a toll because it's just like, oh my God, like now I don't know.
Some women would actually like, they like that. Like, because it's like a compliment to them. They're like, damn, I'm that good. You know,
some
like,
of them,
I'm on
yeah
that level.
It's just like,
it depends on the person.
It depends. It especially depends on the context. Like the guy earlier, because there was two today. And and one of them came off way more creepy. And then the other guy was just like,
sweet.
Just sweet about it. And
so how did
was
the guy
creepy guy
creepy
ugly?
Like, what did he say? Was the creepy guy ugly and was the sweet one pretty? That's
he's
funny.
He's breathing really heavily.
But what did the creepy guy say?
So the creepy guy was like asking for my name, asking for my number, you know, and all this
what's
type of
social
stuff.
Social security.
Yeah, like asking me like all these
what's
sort
the
of questions,
of first
and
pet?
Like didn't oh, even God let me answer.
Oh,
you know, like and just like kept
just
on like talking
fire
to me, and I was just like,
that's
that
like,
is
like,
a tactic where like you just don't
like,
let them think
yeah
that they just react.
Oh,
that is a tactic guys use.
How old? And yeah,
it makes sense.
How
what
how old was this guy?
Yeah. It is a range, and plus it's kind of hard for me to tell
ages
how old people are.
Nowadays,
but I think
yeah
he must have been in his mid-20s to mid-30s. I don't know.
Okay.
And then the other guy, he was just like, oh, like, you know, I just got to say, like, you look really nice today, you know, and like, that was it. You know, didn't ask for my number, didn't ask for my name, didn't, like, ask, like, a million things of me. He was just, like, you know, told me that, like, I looked nice. And I was just like, aw, you know, like, okay, thank you. Like, I, like, appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so, like, that is just, like, not creepy, you know?
I got you.
You know?
You know?
I like how she say that in a straight face.
I understand.
You know?
You know?
I understand to a certain degree because I don't get catcalled. Yeah. Unfortunately,
a single man.
Single tier. Never been catcalled.
Would you guys like it?
I don't know. I've never. Never happened to me.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
100%. I would.
He would get girl. Big dick.
Hey man, you're looking fine today.
My confidence would skyrocket.
If a girl came up to you like while you're at work and she was just like,
just to see a woman at my job.
That'd be already improved.
No, but like,
I mean, I honestly like would, just because we don't get it so often as women do. Yeah. So to us, it's like,
like I've heard stories like where like wives or girlfriends like have their friends like catcall like their significant others, and it's like after like they get home, they ask how their day was. Like, oh, it was fantastic, and they're like, oh wow. Guys I actually like that, because it just doesn't really happen to guys.
It's something that doesn't happen to us. Like,
interesting.
Or like,
there's not that many big dick females out there. That one just can't call. Hey, you look pretty.
Hey, yo, you look handsome. Guys,
do guys even like being called handsome? I feel like handsome's such, like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
If someone called me pretty, I'd be pretty, like, I mean, look at me for Christ's sake. If you call me pretty, something's wrong with you.
Oh, thank you,
Paul. Do guys even like compliments?
Yeah, look at him. Paul. He's terrible. And then there's Jake.
I'm sexy and I know it.
It's the hair.
Okay,
it's the
Jake.
It's the hair and you shaved.
Jake, didn't you have something that really grind your gears?
Yeah, so.
Oh.
Is it about catcalling too?
No. It's about people that are stupid. So.
Jake calls me stupid all the time.
I call a lot of people stupid. And to be fair, you do stupid things.
We all do. Dude, don't even shake your head like, I don't. No, you do.
We all do.
Yeah.
I've done stupid things.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you don't believe I have done stupid things?
Of course you've done stupid things. I watch you almost like...
You're on this podcast.
Yeah.
Huh?
True.
I watched him take a whole entire cart out of the warehouse filled with pop, almost knocked it all over.
Okay.
And like, why would you even stack it that high?
I know. I
didn't talk about work.
Yes.
Work.
Oh, yeah. No. That. What are you talking about?
You want to know what you've done, Michaela?
Like, I know what you're talking about.
You literally needed my help to make sure that it didn't even fall over.
Yeah. How was that stupid?
Congratulations.
It was efficient.
A man needed help.
Efficient.
It was efficient.
A man
Michaela.
Needed help.
Stupid.
Kill him.
A man needed help. Dumb. He's stupid.
Ineffective.
Stupid. It was stupid. Why did he stack it that high?
You know what you've done, Michaela?
Efficiency.
I wanted to get it done.
People, Michaela.
Okay, so
with your vehicle, you almost backed into pedestrians. We all watched it.
We all have done that. Okay.
None
of this weed.
I haven't almost backed into
people. The
worst thing
I did was I backed into your neighbor that one time, and I wasn't even that bad.
Oh, the car.
Yeah, the car.
Well, no, you're talking like pedestrian. I've never backed into someone, but I've backed into.
I've never actually done it, so you can shut up.
Can I have my van?
Oh yeah. Continue.
Oh, sorry,
we're getting off topic.
Paul held up his finger. What's up, Paul?
Bro, but you have hit somebody with your car.
Oh shit, you're right.
Who have you hit?
It was on purpose.
It was on purpose. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's different, though. That's not stupid.
That is different. I mean, to be fair, you can still call that stupid.
No, that's vengeance. Who was it? I remember now.
You're a piece of shit, but.
Oh, shit.
I don't know his name.
Now.
Can you, like, whisper it to me?
I don't know his name. I don't know his name.
I'm sorry. We'll get back to your rant.
I'll make this real quick.
Yeah, make this.
I was leaving a friend's house, and I was in, like, my old cars, like, my first Ford. And the thing is,
Big Red.
No, it wasn't Big Red. It was the one before.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so happy you reminded me about this. This was years ago when Paul had his original like Ninja 250, like his that and that
the
was
Pontiac,
like, what,
right?
No, motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Oh.
He had the that was like what, 3 years ago?
Something like that.
Like 3 or 4 years ago. It was a very long time ago. I was leaving a friend's house and I was driving down the road and there was like a semi parked on the side of the road. So I was like, oh, I'll hug the left side of the road. So I go on the left side of the road and these guys are walking in the grass, just off the road. So I get next to him, and I'm like driving. I don't know really like what happened. I just felt something like hit my head, and I like look down, and there's a fucking cigarette, a lit cigarette on my lap. And I'm like, I don't think anything like about it. I'm like, oh, he threw it or whatever. And I was like, and I drove by, and maybe he like flicked it and then I drove by, which like shit happens, whatever. But like, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him, and he's like, I forget what he said to me, but he was like being a dick. And I was like, everybody's like literally down the street. I'll just fucking call everybody. So I called somebody, and they didn't pick up. And like, this guy is just like mad shit talking. And I was like, fuck, man, I'm alone. There's two of them. I'm going to get my ass beat. So I do some quick Googling, and I was like, how fast can you hit somebody with a vehicle? And it was like around 30 miles an hour. And I was like, sounds good. So I drive past, I honk the horn, and I go, hey, asshole. I threw the cigarette at him. I throw the cigarette, and I go, and he turns around, and I go, hey, asshole. And then I hit him with my door.
Broken.
Best fucking feeling in the whole world.
Broken, that's...
You are my hero.
Yeah. Vengeance.
It's just like half of me wants like, yeah. But the other half of me is like, ugh.
Remember how I said I'm like a partial sociopath?
They say violence is never the answer. But it's so effective.
But fuck, did that feel so effective. Good.
I repeat, we do not condone violence.
No.
Violence. Shut up, Jake. No.
I was very young.
3 years ago. He was such a young boy.
3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, no, I did it.
I mean, I'm...
Like, you were a minor, right?
I mean...
No.
Oh.
I mean...
No.
But hey, guess what? Neither was that asshole.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure he didn't go fast enough to, like, really injure the guy.
No,
or, like,
because I had like, him. Soreness. I said, hey, can you do me a favor and drive up that street and look for anybody? And he was like, there's nobody there. I was like, cool. Didn't kill him.
Concussion. Okay, nice. Jake.
Back to Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fun little side story. It was a side quest.
I ran about stupid people. It's about specific stupid people. Ones that think it's a good idea to block the road. So, have you guys heard of, like all those, like, different, like, environmentalist movements where, like, they stand in the middle of the road blocking cars?
Yeah.
Do you know how stupid that is? For one, it's dangerous. Two, it does nothing for your cause.
Yeah.
It is completely redundant. Because, like, you stand in the middle of the road, you're stopping cars. Cool. They're wasting gas, and it's going to no purpose.
They're literally just chilling there with their cars on. And the exhaust fumes in one major spot.
So yeah, isn't that's worse? Actually awful. And like I've seen like a lot of like the videos like where they just have like those like bright green like neon vest things. Like a lot of those are made of nylon. You know what nylon's made out of? Oil. Petroleum and coal is like one of the biggest like components of it. So like they are not helping the cars at all. They just want the publicity. For the most part, like people that do that. If you're gonna protest, be smart about it. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Don't hurt your own fucking
cause. It
really
makes me upset because, like, I appreciate what environmentalists, like, do, like,
and
the purpose of their cause, but the way that they try to get their publicity is so stupid. Like, those people who throw, like, canned soup at famous paintings.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like, it's so stupid.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, you're just making everybody hate you even more than they already do.
I feel like that's how
speaking truth over here.
Some people thought about, like with the feminist movement and everything, because, like, you only really see, like, the crazy feminists.
The crazy people.
You don't see, like, the norm. I can't even say normal, but, like, just.
I can't even say normal.
Well, no, they're, like, but, like.
It just really sucks.
Choose your words wisely.
That's why I'm like...
All I'm saying is that, like, as somebody who identifies, like, as, like, a feminist and as, like, you know, a girl's girl, like...
What does a girl's girl even mean?
A girl's girl basically... So there are girls who say that they are, like, for women, but then, like, when it really comes down to it, they
have bring
their
husbands a sandwich.
Micro aggressions.
Jesus fucking hey, dude!
I'm
against
sorry,
women,
out of random. But.
And
that's just women
so,
in general.
Like,
That's just,
see, Jake, you are not a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a guy, so.
I thought he was going to be I'm a man's man or whatever.
Oh, my God.
But it makes me really upset when people on the extremes for a good cause, they're the loudest ones, and it makes the rest of us look really bad.
You know what? Yeah, let me bring a controversial figure into this.
Jake doesn't get to talk to me.
No, yeah, Jake, no. Silent.
I'm here as a guest, but I'm a silent guest.
On one of Dave Chappelle's comedy specials, he did mention how he thought the Me Too movement was dumb. And like he's like, oh, we're wearing a certain type of dress. Cool. And he's like, I think that was dumb. He's like, because if celebrities really wanted to make a freaking difference with the like Me Too movement, they would have quit like whatever representative they have and find a female representative who will like help them and fight for the indifference that is going on in the film industry. And like for, you know, but they don't want to take that risk. I mean, it's a really big risk to drop their agents to find a female one. And, you know.
Yeah, I don't know power. Enough about it to really say anything.
The Me Too movement is just about like women having to do favors in order to get the role.
No, I know that part. I don't know the other thing that you were talking about.
What other thing?
Dave like, Chappelle? Agents?
Yeah, what, agents? Dave, what his point was.
Oh, well, no, that was his point. Like, if you really were serious, you would drop the agents you have and like find a female
their,
one.
Like their agents to get like, them gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of them, like, they were the problems. Like, the agents themselves, they were the issue. Like, they were
causing, like, this is what you got to do. This is showbiz. Like, you got to do this.
I feel like you're missing the point.
What point is he missing?
Like, the whole reason why Me Too came out is and why these women couldn't drop their agents was because the guy had so much power over them that they could blacklist them and they could never make money in their profession again.
I think he's talking about more like when they actually do come out and talk about it.
I'm not saying
for celebrities who are big and who are
who
trying
have already
to
made it
who yeah
have,
who already
who are
made
rich
it
as fuck
yeah who are already up there to like hi, like find the little one like find like a female
find an upcoming agent and like give them
the time and the time. Like you know so they're fighting the power. They're not going to like with the same lingo, like following the same traditions that they have been, rather than just wearing a dress. I mean, still a powerful movement. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the meaning of it is cool, but I do agree that it doesn't really solve the issue. It brings a little attention to it, but then it's gonna just die down, which it really has died down. I don't hear it at all as much as I did when.
Well,
that
that's because
came out,
nobody
like,
even wants to bring it up because of all the controversy.
Two and a half
it.
Years.
Well, that's. That's the other part too, but that's like why he said he's like, but if you've made it, and you get role after role after role, and you're just sitting there like, okay, you know, I could get this other girl or get a different manager and be like, hey,
it's also bringing them like, up as well, like other like, women agents.
Yeah, like guess what, you now have an A-list actor you're managing. Congratulations, like that's huge.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I mean, huge responsibility. I also get, like, they're probably maybe not even prepared to handle that baggage, but it's also, like, they'll never be prepared unless they experience it, which is just, like, gotta take that risk.
Yeah, but no one wants to because, you know, you gotta be worth
it. It's
more.
Hard.
Yeah. It's hard. It's a tough situation out there, regardless of anything.
All right, so scary. Back to what we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah, activists, how dare you?
How dare you be stupid about it? So
he's gonna educate us how to protest. Please speak.
I was gonna ask you guys a question.
Okay. Oh.
So if there's a bunch of activists blocking the road, would you push them out of the way with your car?
Hell yeah, no. I mean, I'll just be like, I'm sorry. I guess it depends. I'm not gonna run anybody over. I'm saying that right then.
I'm not saying run them over. Just push them out of the way with the car. Like, put in, like, an idle and just, like, let it just go forward.
Again, depending on my situation, if I have a loved one in the hospital, yes, you can bet your ass I will. And that's because I have a loved one in the hospital.
What if you're on your way to work?
I'll just be like, sorry, gonna be late. I got people, like, I'm like, I'm waiting. I will record this conversation. You let me know you want me to hit them to get to work or I'm fired.
Yeah.
If you tell me that, I'll do it.
I would do something like that, yeah.
But I'm like, but if you're telling me I am not going to get fired, okay.
Yeah, I'll chill here.
I'll watch anime.
I'll strike up a conversation with them.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, buddy, you want some water?
But I'm going to keep the engine running.
In a plastic bottle?
Yeah, just step on it. Yeah. Oh, my
God. What'd you say?
That's when I bust out the Camaro.
Oh, there.
Dude, I'll do donuts there. I'm like, yeah, it'll be a takeover.
But no, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd run anybody over with my car.
Dude, actually, that's smart for people that do takeovers, which I think takeovers are dumb, first of all. But for like when an activist blocks the road and someone be like, yo, come over here. Someone's blocking the street for us. We could do donuts.
Oh, dude, the activists would fucking hate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they would.
That'd be fantastic.
Dude, that
smell of
I know people that would definitely do that.
Gasoline.
Yeah, exactly. And in a way, it's like fighting. You're fighting the activists. It's great.
Well, you're fighting stupid activists.
Hey,
stupid activities.
All someone yes. needs is a Mustang. Wipe out all the activists. Not on purpose.
No, you need a diesel truck and just fucking gun it. Turn that bitch and smoke them out. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Michaela, would you?
Would you? Yeah, no. Would you hit a...
Activist? What if you had some place that you had to be?
I mean, like, I guess so.
What if your mother was in the hospital? And this was your only chance to talk to her.
Well, then I would just talk to the activists and be like, hey, my mom's in the hospital. Then?
Like,
to be fair, a lot of them, like, when they get to that point, they don't really care about other people. They just care about what really they're doing.
Violent. Yeah, well then.
She's hitting. Yeah, that's her answer right there. She's hitting.
Like, if I wasn't in a hurry and I was in the car by myself, I'd move them out of the way with my car. But, like, if there were other people in my car, I wouldn't do that because, well, sometimes people can get crazy and I want to risk other people.
Just roll down the window. I'll push them.
I'll definitely risk people that are being stupid, actively stupid.
Jake, if I was in the car with you, I'd be like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hit them with the door.
Hit them with the door.
Like you did to that guy. His specialty. Bah!
You had to use my
legs, I support too. Your cause. Bah!
I think you're doing it stupid.
Bah! Smack over the door. I gotta knock some sense into you. Bah! Bah,
bah, bah. Jake, it could be a 2-in-1.
Can I get your phone number? You dented my door.
No, cat call them as you run them over.
Oh.
Hey, Shawty! She's got no fucking front teeth now.
Yeah,
bad.
It all comes back to cat calling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It came full circle. I like that.
You're welcome.
So but yeah, I think protesters should maybe find a different way to protest rather than
what
blocking out the street.
To,
that's
like,
just unsafe.
Protesting that actually made a difference. You know?
Well, no, there's like, still protesting that works. Like
MLK walking down the street.
And have you guys heard about the trucker protests?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Those
I
ones
like,
were effective.
Yeah, those trucker? Were very effective.
Yeah, because, like, they... So this happened, like, a couple years ago in Canada. And I forget exactly why they did it.
I forget.
It was, like, some, like, new law, I think, that passed. Like, that was, like...
Truckers?
Like it affected like trucker,
maybe
truckers
pay
and like
a
bunch
something.
Of stuff like that.
I don't know.
And like they weren't having it. They hated like whatever it did, and so they just refused to do their job. They refused to truck stuff around, and so
we had something like that happen at work. I had a bunch of truckers like just leave. Like where our shipments like just started coming in like slower and slower. I go, what the fuck happened? And one of the guys that I dealt with like my first day.
Cut me off in the middle of my sentence, don't you?
I'm sorry.
He's becoming like me now.
I'm relating to the story.
You can like relate in a pause.
I'm done now.
Not in the middle of
you can like shut the fuck up, Rogan.
I am.
What she said.
Do it.
Oh, no.
Okay, where was I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
See?
Well, basically, the truck's all lined up.
They are fantastic hosts for their guests. I will say that.
I did it on purpose.
Thunder. She did it on purpose.
So, yeah, no. They were like lined up like in a... I forget if they were like pretty much all in one space. I think they were.
Yeah, I think so.
At a truck stop?
I don't remember where.
Like,
but like along the highway,
like,
I think.
Like bridges, highways, like a whole
stuff
bunch
like that.
Of stuff.
And like...
So they were blocking bridges and highways?
I don't know if they were blocking it.
I feel like I do remember that they were blocking like some major.
Oh, they might have been.
So if so, in a way, they're kind of doing what
the activists.
Well, to be fair, their except whole their movement road is to not job. Move.
I know.
Activists, they're just being stupid about it. Anyways, well, those ones specifically.
So,
people were like also giving the truckers like money, like so they could like keep on with their movement.
Mm-hmm. Keep on,
because like a lot of people supported what the truckers were doing.
Yeah.
And the Canadian government didn't like people supporting them, and so a lot of those people had their like bank accounts frozen.
That's crazy.
I don't remember
Fuck.
That.
Yeah, I forget. This was during COVID. I think it was because of COVID that they were doing it.
Oh, okay.
I think it was because of COVID. I could be wrong.
That was like eons ago.
But I think
that's please, people, do your own research. At this point, don't trust what Jake is saying.
Doesn't seem never trust what I say. Never everything I say is a lie. Even that.
Even the facts are just lies. How much time do we have left? I don't know if I want to get into my...
Well, what do you got left?
I was going to do the quote for the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we could as get long as it's that. Quicker.
Yeah.
We're over an hour now.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa. Long one.
Yeah, it was a deep one.
Somebody,
I liked it.
Somebody pick a month, and I'll just pick one from a month.
September.
September?
September.
September, September, September.
You would
September.
Choose September.
I would.
Because
it's a day.
September. Tell me when.
The 21st night.
September. April. June.
I have no idea what you're singing, but...
Green Day?
Yeah, no.
You don't know Green Day?
I know Green Day, but...
But do you know that one?
Of course there's this one. I don't think I can say
September
that.
September ends.
Oh, not that what one.
What does that say?
Not that one.
Oh,
not
no.
that one.
No. It's the first one I came
that's
up
with. That's a touchy subject at this very moment. April. We're not going to get into that.
No. Hold
up. You will never know.
Show me it later because I couldn't read because I don't like glasses on.
You blind,
oh,
bitch.
Here you go.
Yes.
Here's from Paul. For Friendsgiving, can we take a Last Supper picture, but I'm wearing no shirt?
That's such a Paul thing to say.
This is the picture.
Oh, that's
the picture.
A fantastic one. Let me see. It's just picture. Paul chilling in Rogan's basement.
I was hoping it was the one where he looked like Kylo Ren without his shirt.
Oh, well, that's not a quote, but yeah, I have that picture too.
That would have been perfect for that quote, though.
Yeah, maybe I'll add that later.
You know what, people? This man has so many quotes in that book. I'm
too
telling,
many.
I'm telling him that
he's
going to
get me canceled one day.
Yes. It's going to get you canceled. Well, if you won't put your name on it, but he should make a book out of these all these
I
quotes.
I came up with this idea when I worked at my first job.
That was weird. Anyways.
Anyway,
yeah.
I came up with this one. That's going to look great.
Yeah, we're just quite...
Paul is confused.
Yeah. No, I came up with the idea from, like, my first job, and, like, I can read. I don't even have to look at what the first quote is because I know it. It's one of my old coworkers from back at the restaurant, and it was during the lunar eclipse, and the quote reads, "Did you see that fucking lunar power solar thing in the fucking sky today, Brogan?" That is the first. That is from 2016. He's a year older than me, so he was 17, and he was stoned out of his mind. Thank you, Tony, because I know he's not going to see this. I'm not going to say his last name, but thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
We'll call him Tony the Tiger.
I mean, his first and last name is TT, so TT is good.
It works.
TT.
But no, that was the first one, and then the idea was after I quit or get fired, I was going to make it into like a booklet and give it to like all my coworkers who I worked with.
Yeah.
It just kept growing.
Piling, yeah.
Yeah.
Growing.
No, it's been a long time.
And growing. I have from
how many years has it been?
From 2016 to now. So
I can't count.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, why 23,
did you...
24. Because this finger's all fucked
what
up.
What is wrong with you?
My finger's fucked
why?
Up.
Why?
Did you not see how we did it?
Because I did this. Because when I count, you can do 1, 2, 3. This finger, these fingers have like a hard time moving. So if I count with my thumb, this finger doesn't go up all the way.
I have the same issue.
So instead of doing this for 4 or this, I can do this. It doesn't really go up, so I just do
like
this.
Like I can't like raise this finger, but I do know the sound of one hand
everyone?
Clapping.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that, Jake?
All you do, you just keep your wrist stiff and your fingers loose. I can only do it on my right hand.
Can you do it again?
Cut to cam 3.
That looks great.
That's so weird.
That noise. That's Jake's hidden talent, guys.
That is awesome.
I can't do that.
Thank you for tuning into JBM Podcast.
Okay,
don't forget
on,
to
on,
like,
on,
favorite,
on,
and subscribe.
Yeah, like, subscribe, but
and
preferably to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. That is the best way to get our podcast in front of other people. And if you're watching us on YouTube, just leave a comment. I would really like to respond to people. You can say mean things, have it make it a little game to make Mikayla really cry. Mean things
about Mikayla. Oh my God. Please. Oh, we could make that. Please. We could make that into a segment.
Please. Please.
We could make that into a segment.
If you guys do enough comments, then we will read them on the Hell yes. on the podcast.
We won't even let her see them.
You won't. Yeah. They won't let me see it before.
We would. Oh my God.
Undoubtedly. I hope like, all the mean comments are about me. So like, so I'm not even here.
I want to see the winner of that one, of the one that makes Mikayla cry, will get a good prize.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get a prize. It'll be something ridiculous, but you'll get a prize.
My friends just love
me. Can I also comment then?
No.
Oh.
Can't be people we know, because they know how to make her cry. It has to be random people. But please, yes, make her cry, guys. There'll be a prize in there. But yeah.
And that's all.
Thank you guys for tuning in to JBM's podcast. Thank you, Jake, for coming on to the show again.
Of course. It was a blast.
And everyone, have a great day.
All right.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye. Goodbye.